The word right now is that that rain expected to stay north, so we might be fast and firm here for those turf races coming up later tonight, including the Penn Mile at 7:22 Eastern, and that is where Phil D'Amato will look to add to his win total, and he's been on a roll lately. Phil, welcome to the show. Expect a big effort tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be on.
Yeah, happy to have you here. You make the pilgrimage from California to how's the whole jet lag and everything? You okay?
Oh, I can handle it just fine. And horses are doing well, and it's just a beautiful day out here.
Let's start with Papa Cool, Papa Cool. He is one of two horses you bring with you. You have no walking in the Mountain View race before. But Papa Cool, Papa Cool has just been so tough to beat since moving to your barn. What's the secret?
You know, really no secret. He came into me in great shape, you know, and I just kind of thought just by looking at his PPs and the way he travels that he was probably better on the grass. So I just put him in an allowance race to give him a confidence booster, and he's just moved up the ladder every step of the way.
Hey, there's something about your barn that he likes. He's one of those horses, I think, that the change did him some good. Sometimes horses that are in a barn for a long time, they get kind of jaded. They're not really, you know, happy for whatever reason. And they get to a new barn, and things are different, and there's a different energy, and he's really blossomed.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good physically, just a strong looking horse. He's a good doer. Once I kind of decided that I was going to just go back to grass with him, I put him into my turf kind of program and a little longer gallops and longer gallop outs with the breezes, and it just seemed to work out great.
You said you could tell right away that he was going to be better suited to the grass. How'd you know?
His action is different. I when I first got him, I watched his races on the dirt or his race on the dirt, and I watched his races on the grass, and he just looked like a different horse. And I think the horse, they took a shot because they thought maybe let's try him in the Derby, and it didn't work out. I think we're sitting pretty here.
You mentioned your turf program. Separate approach to training a turf horse like this than a dirt horse?
Yeah, I train my turf horses very different than I do my main track horses. Kind of longer gallops, longer gallop out breezes, not particularly. I don't need the bullet work, you know. And dirt horses, I train them differently, more to finish at the wire and get them kind of sharp, you know. And that's probably more West Coast. To be able to compete on the West Coast on the main track, and I have two different programs when I take that approach.
You work for one of the greatest California trainers of all time, Mike Mitchell. How much of that is Mike Mitchell's style that you learned from him?
A lot. I mean, with the grass horses, that was our bread and butter over the years, making those claims, and it was just a good category to be in at that time. And that was Mike's program. He was a firm believer in the long gallop outs and the breezes past the wire. They really, and they might show a 5/8 breeze, but they really breezed a mile, you know, and good 2 mile gallops, and that's a lot to do with Mike Mitchell.
He was particularly adept at claiming horses and stretching them out into marathons. And I noticed you have the same knack. It must be that style that you've developed.
You know, that's a good category, again, to look for, to claim horses in California, to find something that can go long on the grass. Usually you're not running against Bob Baffert and the likes in that division. So that's kind of what we focused on in the years. But, you know, we'll claim good dirt horses as well. It just so happens we've had a lot of luck in doing that, the grass thing.
Talk to a trainer, Phil D'Amato, on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He'll be a busy man later tonight as he sends out No Walking in the Mountain View Handicap and Papa Cool, Papa Cool, one of the main contenders in the Grade 3 Penn Mile. Racing Secretary Dave Bailey joined us just a few moments ago, and he mentioned that he didn't have to work very hard to recruit you and get you over here from California. He said you made the phone call to him.
You know, the timing was perfect. I wanted to see how Papa Cool could handle on the East Coast turf horses. It's a solid field today, you know, and I'll get a better idea. Hey, can I go to Belmont in the next month, or am I going to just sit back and wait for the races at Del Mar? And I think he's earned a chance to take this shot, and the money's great, so that's why we're here.
Well, the two races he's won recently are not graded races at Santa Anita, but still the competition's pretty salty. Whenever you run a turf race at Santa Anita, there's Europeans, there's, you know, pretty nice horses running. So I think even though they don't have that G next to their name, they're still pretty good races.
Yeah, no, it's just those were the only stakes that they had there in our particular schedule. So we took advantage of them. He's really done. He's won those last couple with ease, you know, and I think there's more there. I think he'll get better as the races go longer, but I don't mind a mile today.
Phil, this is the first time I've had a chance to visit with you on the program, and just listening to you talk about your approach to looking at watching replays of races when you get a new horse into your barn, and then, you know, the different approaches you have with turf horses and dirt horses, and then looking ahead to the planning of the races. Do I go to Belmont? Do I go to Del Mar? Which spot's going to fit the horse best? You really seem like a student of the game. Is that an accurate assessment?
You have to be. You know, to give your horse the best chance to win, you've got to know everything about him and put him in a spot to give him his best chance to show his ability. And if it means watching, getting a new horse and watching every race,
certainly found the key with this horse.
Well, let's see. Maybe at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock tonight, you might tell me different.
Well, he gets beat today, which he probably won't, but even if he does, you've done a great job with him. I mean, he's really, and I will agree with you. You would know better than me anyway, because I have only watched him on television, but his last couple races have been, you know, like breaking sticks, really.
Yeah, and he's doing really good. He came off the track this morning on his toes, and the rider said he's ready to go.
You've only been out on your own since 2010, so it hasn't been that long. And last year you won 50 races. You're up to 100 total now. That's your first milestone in building your career out on your own. So you have to be very proud of that, too.
Oh, I am. And I owe a lot to my team. I've got great help, great assistance, great riders. And lacking in any one of those categories, you know, you're going to be up against it. But I've got a great all-around team. And that's why we're doing so well right now.
If people are wondering if Phil D'Amato can handle a good horse, all you have to do is look at, obviously, multiple graded stakes winner who you had in your care, too.
Yeah, he's coming back. We're going to set up a campaign for him for the second half of the year. But he's come back good. You know, with him, we're just going to kind of, when he's ready to run, then we'll kind of map out a campaign for him. But it looks like time hasn't been the worst for the wear for him. He looks as good as ever.
How about with him? He's a horse that likes to run on the lead, right? So
right.
Is that a different approach than a horse like Papa Cool, who rates and comes off the pace?
Yeah, you know, obviously he likes to do things his way and his way only. And tinkering with that, you know, you might tinker with his best attributes. He just is speed on speed, and if you want to hook him early, you're going to pay the price late. So just a different horse, but a great horse to train. I mean, he's push button. He does it. He knows what to do, when to do it, and all you got to do is lead him out there.
Spend just a minute talking about No Walking in the Mountain View tonight. He's the other horse you bring here from California, and the 4-year-old son of Hardspun. He's won a couple of races and actually pretty honest, too, when you look at what he's done.
Yeah, you know, he was almost looking like he was going to be a career maiden for me. He'd run second and third, and he got a win two back at Santa Anita, and it was like the light went on. And he came back with a great performance and a one other than, got a great time, sheet number, and you know, the owner was game for, hey, let's take a shot and see how this kind of horse would fit over here. So threw them on the same plane, and here we are.
You got a kind of a salty race. It didn't really figure to come up as tough as it did, but he's an interesting horse because he is on the upswing coming into this.
Yeah, no, you know, it's definitely a gamble, but the owner's game for it. It's definitely a salty field. If he told me it was going to come up this tough, you know, before I threw him on the plane, well, we would have seen. But we're here, and he's ready to go.
Then you give a leg up to jockey Elvis Trujillo and somebody else who is, I think, very underrated in this sport. And he's no stranger to being on the big stage, and you're in good hands there with him.
Yeah, you know, he won a bunch of races for me back at Santa Anita and on the West Coast, and sorry to see him go over there, but good for him over at Monmouth, and he knows Papa Cool really well. He won twice on him, so we'll leg him up on both horses.
All right, Phil D'Amato here on the Equine Forum. We know it's a busy morning. We'll let you go, but like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that out to you, and all the best here tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for taking a little time.
Thank you.